A new analysis of voting by multicultural communities at the recent federal election has found sharp divisions over immigration that may have helped the coalition. The study, two experts at the University of Technology in Sydney, suggests that many voters of East Asian background were concerned about increases in migrants from the Middle East. And even communities that were not overtly religious were mobilised by effective campaigns on social issues, including same-sex marriage. Andrew West is speaking with one of the co-authors of this study, Dr. Christina Ho.
I mean, I had a look at some of the figures from some of these marginal seats that were very migrant heavy, including Banks, which is nearby and has a very high Chinese population. In the previous election, they had voted a lot for Christian minor parties. There, the impact of the debate about same-sex marriage and safe schools was really important. But this time around, it seems like that vote largely vanished. There was a huge fall in the percentage going to Christian minor parties. Pretty much went straight back to the Liberals.
But I wonder if that wasn't because, on this occasion, the coalition had a leader who strongly identified as a practicing Christian, very unambiguous about it. So maybe people who were seeking to express their religious preference through a Christian minor party just went straight to the coalition.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably what happened. You know, they looked at Scott Morrison, they saw him as one of them. So there was really no need to go. Before, they would vote Christian minor party and the preferences would flow to the Liberals generally anyway. This time, I think they just went straight to the Liberals. Mm.
There's some really interesting research that you've done, and it's in your most recent article in The Conversation, where you suggest some inter-ethnic tension that may have emerged in the voting, where communities from East Asia may have been seen to vote against the interests of communities from the Middle East. Is that how we could put it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was some evidence of that. There was some fear-mongering in some of the maybe the Chinese speaking, you know, social media, WeChat, etc. There was a lot of so-called fake news. You know, frankly, fear-mongering about Muslim immigration, the parent visas. I mean, I think a lot of that fed into some anxieties and amplified those anxieties, which again drove some of those voters away from Labor.
So putting it bluntly, Christina, was there a fear of increased, quote-unquote, Middle Eastern immigration among some Chinese and East Asian communities?
It's hard to say definitively, but I think judging from some of the debates, the discussions going on in social media, there was some successful, you know, fear-mongering, I think you would have to call it that. There's always been a kind of anxiety around refugees, around Muslim Australians in some of these communities. There was some concerted efforts on the part of certain political forces to really fuel those fears.
What's the basis of that tension?
This is more speculative, I guess, because what I've done is I've just looked at the numbers, and it's hard to say from the numbers. There is some intercommunal tensions there. I mean, I think a lot of East Asian migrants came as skilled migrants, they're educated professionals, they see themselves as the quote-unquote model minority. Mm. And in fact, we had people like Gladys Liu, who was the Liberal candidate, successful Liberal candidate in Chisholm in Victoria, who was making some pretty direct comments about basically Chinese migrants being the model migrants. You know, they work hard and they pay taxes and they're aspirational. They're not on welfare, unlike some other. That would have swayed some voters.
That's Dr. Christina Ho at the University of Technology in Sydney, and you can hear that full story on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon here on RN or wherever you get your podcasts.